the thing about torture in Jordan is that it's about punishing people who step out of line, but these lines are constantly redrawn. So somebody who complains too much, for example, even for complaining to human rights organizations, may get beaten with electrical cables or suspended by his wrists from a metal grate with the feet dangling in the air. The reform effort by the Jordanian government is having a hard time stopping it. Part of the reason is that the reform effort focuses on training people, focuses on building new prisons, but it doesn't focus on naming and shaming people, disciplining them, and holding them accountable in a court of law. The U.S. has a very strong relationship with Jordan politically and financially, and we hope that the U.S. diplomats will make clear that to eradicate torture, Jordan has to set up a civilian investigation and complaints and prosecution mechanism, and that part of the largesse that American taxpayers give Jordan every year, in excess of $1 billion in 2008, will be conditional and dependent on progress to root out torture.